who Saif himself. Mm-hmm. But I think the wife is going to be a treasure trove of information. She's going to know a lot of the connections. She's going to know a lot of the personalities. She's going to know a lot about how things operate. And what is just beginning to unfold is her involvement in the slave trade and the sex trafficking and that type of thing, which is making big money for ISIS. So I think she's going to provide a lot of valuable information, if exploited properly, could really strike another devastating blow to ISIS.
Now, what makes us think that she will talk to us? And by the way, who is she talking to? What are the rules? Does Iraq have her? Do we have her? How does this work?
I am quite sure that Iraq is putting great pressure on the Central Command right now to turn her over, but I can assure you she's in the hands of U.S. interrogators right now, and she will talk. And I don't mean that from a torture perspective. Eventually, she will talk. And,
if you don't mean it from a torture perspective, General, then why are you, how are you convinced?
Because she is, it is very unlikely that she's had any kind of training or preparation for how to resist interrogation. And what's going to happen is they're going to have her so confused. She'll be tired. She'll be confused as to where she is, who's controlling her. Ultimately, she'll break just from a psychological perspective. She'll break and talk.
Is the success of this mission, you know, even though the person intended to be captured ended up being killed, does that somewhat signal what's going to be happening in the future?
Oh, I hope so. Listen, Judge, this Delta Force was created to do just this kind of thing. And again, I say, I think from the people I've talked to, it's a textbook operation. But I think that this should send a strong signal that you can't hide. This administration may be finally starting to break the code on what it's going to take to hurt ISIS in a way that is going to make them rethink how they're operating.